Matthew 12, Jesus reveals himself as the Lord of the Sabbath through a number of ways. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples with him start to pluck the grains because they're hungry. People get hungry on the Sabbath, and they start to eat the grains. And the Pharisees notice this, and they criticize Jesus for his disciples working on the Sabbath, according to these Pharisees. And he says, "If you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Indeed, he is more than just the Lord of the Sabbath. He is our very Sabbath rest. "Come to me, you who are heavy laden and laboring, and I will give you rest." For he is rest. Augustine says, "Our hearts are restless until they find our rest in thee, O Lord." Augustine would know. And yet, here, Jesus gives his disciples nature to eat. Indeed, he transforms the food of the curse, which is bread, the food of Adam's curse, he transforms into life-sustaining nutrients. But he does this for you also. He gives you his very body and blood to nurture you. And like the man with the withered hand, he heals you of all your diseases on the Sabbath. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.